Thank you very much. That's a very interesting question that we actually take exactly in the opposite direction, in the sense that we get the data from energy consumption, we get the data from activity, and then again, we compute the indicators made from those, and we check that the indicator makes sense. So it's not so much that we calibrate one to the other, it's more that we look at what it would mean in terms of efficiency gains, for instance, and ensure that the two are aligned. An interesting example was during the 2020, 2021 data collections, because obviously COVID had such an impact on transport sector, and sometimes one of the data series was estimated using, I would say, continuous trends, while the other was made maybe from more administrative sources. Usually it'd be the energy side of it, because there's a lot more, timely data that comes into fuel consumption that has been bought, and there's tax records and everything. And so a lot of times we had to, open discussions with our counterparts into how we make sure that these two still make sense. There would be some efficiency changes that we could see from especially trains or airplanes, because obviously the number of passengers decreased massively, despite the fact that some of the trains kept running. So energy was basically constant, but the PKM would drop massively. But for cars, it was obviously a very interesting discussion to open and to dig into the details of the methodology of countries, how they get to this kind of data, and how we can, get to a number that would make sense somehow on the longer trend.